This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Apologies in advance here, but we are going to detour back into the bond market for a minute. Now that everybody has mastered the inverted yield curve, if not, please see me after class. Now we are going to go over something called negative interest rates. They are quite the thing in Europe. Just yesterday, Germany for the first time sold 30-year bonds with negative yields. This, though, is one of those explainers where you really got to go to the basics. So we have called Paulin Tien. She's an assistant professor of economics at George Washington University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So when I say negative interest rates, or anybody for that matter says negative interest rates, what does that mean?
Well, negative interest rates essentially means that if you are looking at it from the saver's perspective, this means that you have to pay the bank to keep your money on deposit.
Okay, so if I'm buying, say, German government bonds, as I talked about in the introduction, and they're offering a negative rate, it's costing me money to buy those bonds?
That is correct. Well, so it means, yeah, essentially the German government is not going to pay you anything to lend you money, to actually let them borrow money from you. I apologize.
Right. No, that's fine. Why is this happening now?
Well, I think the sentiment right now is that the world economy, especially a lot of large economies like European economies, are not looking so bright in the near future. People are fairly pessimistic and they don't want to spend, they don't want to invest. So policymakers are trying their best to try to stimulate demand and stimulate consumption as well as investment by offering these negative interest rates in various major central banks.
Am I the only one to whom this smacks of desperation? Because it does not seem sustainable.
Yeah, well, this is sort of a desperate measure, right?
Right.
By policymakers, since they can't think of anything else to do. So let's give this a try. And I think that for certain economies, this might work if consumers in that particular economy respond to this kind of incentives, because it's costly for them to keep their money on deposit at a bank,
right,
and having to pay the bank money, they might as well spend it, right? Hopefully these sort of actions would stimulate the economy, stimulate demand, and dig us all out of this big hole.
Right. Better to spend than actually have it cost you money to borrow. I get that. What, though, happens if people take their money and instead of spending it, because, you know, times are conceivably getting rough if they're offering negative interest rates, what if I just stick it under my mattress, so to speak?
Exactly, right? Sometimes it might make sense. If the bank is charging you to keep money at the bank, you might as well keep it under your mattress.
Right.
And that's sort of the worst case scenario, because if you don't spend it, nothing's going to happen to economic demand. And this means that we might go into what we call a deflationary spiral. Prices might actually decline because people just aren't spending. They aren't demanding products or services and keeping the money under their mattress.
So if I'm Jay Powell making this big speech tomorrow at Jackson Hole, and I've got the president in one ear saying lower rates, and I've got the Europeans doing this other thing with negative yields, and I'm frankly caught in the crossfire, what am I thinking?
That is a tricky question, of course. So I'm glad I'm not Jay Powell.
Right.
But I think the thinking in terms of the Fed, you know, right now lowering the interest rates during their last meeting is that they had a revision on what they believe the natural rate of interest to be given the global environment right now. But my other concern would be when all these other countries are lowering their rates into negative territory, that might lead to an increase in the value of the U.S. dollar.
Which is absolutely not what the president wants, right?
Exactly.
Paulin Tien is an assistant professor of economics at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. Professor, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem. It's my pleasure.